من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم والتابعين إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. اللهم ارزقنا علما نافعا ورزقا واسعا وشفاء من كل داء، ونعوذ بك من علم لا ينفع ومن قلب لا يخشع ومن عين لا تدمع ومن نفس لا تشبع ومن دعاء لا يستجاب له. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to put in our heart what benefit to us in this life and hereafter. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us basira and huda and nur. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us wisdom and to shower our heart with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala want from us inshaAllah. My dear brother in Islam, today, we have a big call, huge call. By the will of Allah, is anybody know me? Long time ago, he will know. I always talk about it. I said we are in a sifting time. We are in a sifting time. What it mean? One scholar tell me that 12 years ago. He tell me we are in a sifting time. And very soon the teacher of Allah will come. I said, the teacher from whom and to whom? He said, from Allah to us. And very soon masajid will be closed. I said, who will close the masajid? He said, Allah. I said, why? He said, because we never respect Allah and his masajid. And we did not do what Allah want and neglect the message of Allah. I saw it coming, but I do not know when. Why? I do not tell you I know the unseen. Astaghfirullah al-Azim. Only Allah knows the unseen and the future. But Allah has a sunnah. And the sunnah of Allah never change. We talked about it last week, but we will elaborate about it today also. Because today, we have to think. How we think as a Muslim? Because we do not even know how to think. If something happened to me, nothing to do with me, an accidental something, something happened without my will, I do not initiate it, what it mean right away? What it mean? Qadar, destiny is written, nothing I can do about it. What it mean to me as a Muslim? Once you have something as qadr happen, you have certain obligation between you and Allah. You have to fulfill it. Number one, you have to thank Allah. Good or bad? Number one, to thank Allah. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Number two, you have to believe without no doubt it is the best for you. And the best for Islam, but we do not know. Only Allah knows. Because Allah al-Hakim, Alim, Khabir, Samia, Shaheed. Number three, if it's a calamity against us, we ask Allah to allow us to have patience. And we ask Allah for afwa al-afiyah. This is a pillar of the destiny when it happens. And after that, we have another duty. We have to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for wisdom. Oh Allah, what do you want from me? How you want me to act or react in this time? What is the wisdom behind it, Ya Allah? What is my job? And before we continue, we stop for a moment. What about if I have to do something? Before I do anything, if I'm a Muslim, and I claim I'm a Muslim, before I do anything, I ask myself, I am going to fulfill something to please Allah according to the Sunnah, or I'm going to do something against Allah and fulfill my desire and my shayateen. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said it, وَلَيْسَ لِلْإِنسَانَ إِلَّا مَا سَعَى. mankind will not get except what they intend to do, or what they going to, you know, try to implement or to do. This is why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَاتِ. All our deed according our intention. You see? By this way, according to my intention in the time of doing anything, this is what is the reality of it. What is my intention? Where I'm going? For what? According to whom? Because I'm a slave. Because what is a Muslim? A slave and a servant of Allah. Because a slave and a servant do not move unless Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tell him to move. But it's where I am moving, to whom I'm moving, for what benefit? And also, we have another pillar of Sharia. It say, the closing of mafasid, dar'ul mafasid, to close the door of mafasid, door close of bad deed or harm, is much better than galbul masalah. Meaning, to close the door of mafsada, to close the door of things can harm us, is better than doing the things it can benefit us. Meaning, if I do anything can benefit me and it harm me or harm Muslim, I have to delay it. This part of our Sharia, the main fiqh. Now, let's go back to the Qadr, because we live it part of it now. What happened, happened. Nothing we can do about it. Now we have to cry to Allah. What is the wisdom behind it, Ya Allah? And how we understand it? Where it coming from? How we handle it? Is many questions rise now. And this question, believe it or not, is very crucial to us. Why? I will tell you honest to Allah today. And be patient with me. Today, either you will be a real believer, or you will be a real hypocrite, or you will be a real disbeliever. Anybody know me? Many years ago, I used to said, is a momentum happening in the ummah. We put the beard, we put the hijab, but we never built iman first. We're pushing our woman for hijab. Pushing our woman for niqab. We're pushing for beard. But we have no iman and yaqeen and no understanding. By this way, we never really did it for Allah. And now, once Allah give us a tiny trial, now you hear all over, many brothers shaved. Take the kufi and put yanki. The woman takes the hijab off. Flags all over. Astaghfirullah al-Azim. Wonder what happened if the trial continue. And these people did more damage. And American started having loss in business. And we have loss in business. And then a war happened between the people and with each other. You know, the first victim will be us. And the first criminal will be us. You see, today we think about America, we think about America, we think about us, we think about Pakistan, we think about Middle East, but we not think about Allah. We not think about Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching and what we're doing. What I'm doing as a Muslim. What I'm showing Allah. We get coward and running like that. And every scholar and every sheikh given a license all of a sudden. And all our masajid closed. Our Islamic center closed. Our leader running. And command people to run. Wonder if it get a little bit tough. What planning we have? Where is your wife if somebody attack her? Where is your family if somebody attack them? Do we know where we are? Do you know where we am I? Do you have a system, one address and phone number of each other? Do we have any system to know how we deal with any tragedy and how we take care about it? We do not. we're acting really like chicken without head, and no Islam. Is all of a sudden like iman is snatched from our heart. The iman and yaqeen of Allah is snatched. I was saying last week, a very beautiful story, a tiny story, but it shows you the difference between the iman, the real iman, and the fake iman. When Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu, in a time of fitna, when he heard some people kill him, many people won't kill you. Many companion and many Muslim was walking in front of him, many people walking behind him. And they keep walking, surrounding him. And he asked, what are you doing? They said, we try to guard you. We try to save you, Ya Ali. He said, what are you trying to guard me and save me from? You try to guard me from my qadr? Or you try to guard me from my enemy? You try to guard me from my destiny? Or you try to guard me from my enemy? He said, from your enemy, Ya Ali. He said, my enemy cannot do anything without the will of Allah. And the will of Allah and my destiny, you cannot save me from it. Go away. Look at iman and yaqeen. Look at iman and yaqeen. And which one is better? To die with a cab of Yankee in your head and running? Or die with dignity? Do you know what is dignity? Does anybody know what is dignity mean? We do not know what is dignity. Dignity is a status in the heart. Allah give it to you when you have Allah. Only when you have Allah. Who said that? Allah. من كان يريد العزة فلله العزة جميعا. Whoever need dignity, Allah is the owner of dignity. جميعا. All the dignity belong to Allah. And we have dignity according to our dignity of Allah. The more you have Allah, the more Allah will give you dignity and elevation. Why Allah will disgrace us? When we have no Allah in our heart. This is, I want us to understand it. Now, a lot of Muslim and non-Muslim today, they answer or ask, what's going on? To really know what is going on, this is the first time I'm going to say it in public. A lot of people do not like it. But now in the front of Allah, I have a duty. I have a duty to say what I have in my heart regarding of you like it or you don't. Because it's not time now to like it or don't. It's the time to seek knowledge and quick find out what Allah wants. Because if situation got hot, we can be in a situation. It will not be a very happy situation. And only Allah save those who want. Who Allah will save them and guarding them? Those who work for Allah. What kind of work we do now? And what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala want from us now? To know that, I'm going to repeat it but quick what I said last week. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with a message of 23 years. In 23 years, Islam was completed. 13 in Mecca, 10 in Medina. The 13 in Mecca, which containing 2/3 of the Quran, has no revelation. It's all iman and yaqeen, and sacrificing for Allah, and patience, building faith, brotherhood, that's it. And Salah came in almost in the end of the 9 year from the beginning of revelation. Psalm in Medina. Hijab in Medina in the 7 or 8 years after immigration. Hajj in the last year. Meaning all the regulation and regulation of jihad even came all in Medina. The regulation of jihad in Mecca was jihad of the tongue. Meaning we fighting the enemy of Islam with the knowledge of Allah. This why you will never find any battle in Mecca. No battle in Mecca. No one command, Rasulullah commanded the people in Mecca to break a statue or kill somebody or kidnap somebody. It never happened. Never. Never, never, never. And if I'm a Muslim, I believe my teacher is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And before we continue, I have to remind you by something. This is the ummah also is missing today. By the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, can you go make wudu the way you like? Meaning, I go make wudu, I start with my feet. After that, my mouth. After that, my head. After that, my nose. Now, all of them is correct, is part of the wudu. But the sequence, I do not like it. I like to do it my way. Is this wudu is good according to Sharia and Sunnah? Is accepted?
No.
Is not accepted. Why? Part of our deen, part of our Sharia and Sunnah is the sequence. Can you make salah and before you make ruku'ah you make sujood? After sujood you make ruku'ah? You did sujood, you did ruku'ah. The only difference, you like to give it before. Can you do that? Is salah will be accepted? Can it be salah according to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? No. By this way, what we say, even sujood is part of salah, ruku'ah is part of salah, but will not be relevant to salah, will not be accepted by the will of Allah, unless you follow the teaching of Rasulullah, which is the sequence. You find that in every topic in Islam. When you do Hajj, is a sequence, is a timing for everything. What about our deen? Can we revive the deen the way I like? Can I revive the deen the way I believe it should be? It cannot be. I have to go back to the sequence and find out, is this sequence, is the right sequence or no? Can I jump? Can I say, for example, let's make wudu and all of a sudden my hand, my mouth, my nose and my feet, and I jump a couple of pieces? It will not be relevant. It will not be right. Similar, my brother, in Islam today, this is what we're facing in the majority of the understanding and ideology of Muslim. We lost a big one. What we lost? We lost the fundamental belief of Islam and the right understanding of Islam. Now, if you go back 200 years ago, Muslim was under colonialism, all over. After the Ottoman Empire went down, you have Islam went down. What they did? They burned books, they killed good scholar, they send you a corrupted scholar, just to have this momentum to hate a scholar. And Sheikh and Imam, they make sure you hate them. By this way, people become distant from scholar and Sheikh. And after that, Islam went down. And people becoming dunya. And people become ignorant. And habit and custom because have nothing to do with Islam. And the leftover Islam become very small amount. And we went like that for many hundreds of years. Only 15, 20 years ago when Islam start rising, really. But before we go to 15, 20 years ago, let's go to approximately 100 years ago. Why? We have to study the latest motion and movement of all the uprising Islam and those who try to revive Islam. One of the nearest one after Ottoman Empire went down is Sheikh Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab in Saudi Arabia. He started as a da'iyah, inviter to Allah. He started as the follower of Sunnah, instructed Sunnah, according to school of thought of Ahmad ibn Hanbal. He was really trying to bring people to pure Sunnah. When the Britisher start involved and his da'wah become da'wah was fighting, and he start fighting the Britisher and he become shaheed, and that's it. And the da'wah never take place. This almost now 300 years ago. I know I take you one place to another, I hope you do not get lost with me. But now I forget something to tell you of last week. I'm going to go now, after 300 years, count down to today. But before we do that, again, you have 23 years in Mecca and Medina. 13 years in Mecca, 10 years in Medina. Now, 13 years in Mecca, nobody moved from Mecca to Medina unless they immigrate. They do hijrah. And do hijrah at this time, meaning you have to sacrifice everything for Allah. When I mean everything, everything. Wife without husband, husband without wife, father without son, son without father, wife without, you name it, you left everything of dunya only for Allah. Are we ready to do that? Is the ummah ready to do that today? Can you tell me? Are we in a state of migration to Mecca, to Medina? No. Can anybody said, I am belong to Medina today? No. Why? Because in Medina, you have Sharia. You have Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You have the first implementing of the constitution of Sharia in Allah in earth. By whom? By men. Allah testing them, and they pass the test, and they are now belong to Allah wa Rasulullah. By this way, according to Sharia, is any Khalifa in earth today?
No.
No. If no Khalifa, meaning no Wali. If no Wali, meaning no Imara. If no Imara, meaning no Qadi. If no Qadi, no Sharia. Meaning Sharia is Mu'attala. Meaning Sharia is in paralyzed state. Meaning you cannot go to your wife or your daughter or somebody relative and she commit adultery and said, come on, let me do Rajm. You cannot do that. Because the hudud is belong to the Qadi. And Qadi has to get command from the Khalifa. And Khalifa have a group of scholars to make decision. By this way, according to Sharia, you cannot implement Sharia by yourself. You cannot somebody steal you, bring his hand and cut it. You cannot do that. Even if he's completely evidence everything, according to Sharia, you cannot do it. Because certain hudud has to be done according to certain sequence, according to Khalifa and Wali and Imara and Qadi. We do not have that. Now let's go to 13 years in Mecca. From 9 to 13, this is the peak of the torture and trial from Allah to the Muslim. And at this time, Rasulullah SAW, he commanded him of one thing, patient. Be patient. That's it. Be patient, Allah will open for us. Are we in this state? Yes or no?
No.
This is a peak of Iman and peak of Tutcher. We're not there. Let's go now from 6 to 9. 6 to 9 was Tutcher, and even people cannot even pray in open. It was very, very hard. Are we in this state? No. And the Muslim at this time was two groups. Very poor, or a slave, and a few rich, like Abu Bakr Siddiq and Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu anhu. And Khadija radiallahu anha, the wife of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. These people were spending money for da'wah, and spending money to free a slave, and supporting the weak Muslim. Are we doing that today?
No.
Let's go now to 1 to 3. The beginning of da'wah. People who embrace Islam in the beginning of da'wah, so the moment you embrace Islam, you have to hide. You have to hide. And not only that, you have a job. Because at this time, you have to be a Muslim, and in the meantime, you have to invite your tribes or your family or your valley or whatever. Are we doing that?
No.
Believe it or not, by the will of Allah, listen to me carefully. We're not even in the beginning of Mecca. We're just in the edge of the entering of the beginning of Mecca. And Allah is so kareem with us. Because if really the beginning of Mecca come, 80% of the Muslims will leave Islam. They become murtad. They cannot take it. Because we're so weak. Our iman and yaqeen in Allah is so weak, we cannot handle it. And we become slave to dunya and we do not know it. We cannot let it go. If dunya leave us for a moment, we're ready to reject Islam. Astaghfirullah al-Azim. But this is the truth. This is where we are now. We have to know for a fact. You add to that many another problem. The outside problem. Now you heard in the news, Pakistan might attack Afghanistan. Afghanistan might attack Pakistan. Meaning Muslims will fight each other. One brother before I came, he asked me, which side do you want to be in? If they fighting, what I do? A And if you stay here, what do you do? And this takes us to something very important before even we continue. What are you doing here? Whatever, where you are, where you're coming from, why are you sitting here, and what is your intention? If you're sitting for dunya, you're finished. You will be finished. And this is what Allah is doing now, not America. Allah. You have to return everything to Allah. What Allah is doing, Allah tell you, come here. You're coming for dunya, I will take iman from you. Finished. Now it's finished. And very soon, you will not even have time. Either you really embrace Islam and die for Allah, or you will be finished. Finished meaning your iman will be finished. You will be Yankee. Finished. Now it's up to us. Each one of us has to make a decision. Where you want to go? You want to die as a Yankee or you want to die as a Muslim? Doesn't mean I'm against America. Why? Because many things is going on. I decided to come here by the will of Allah. I came in here. I have to purify my intention. What is my intention now? According to Sharia, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said of the meaning of أنا بريء ممن أقام بين ظهراني الكفار. I am completely pure from anyone live among the non-Muslim. By this way, to live among non-Muslim is not acceptable by Sharia. Unless one of the condition. One imam or sheikh or scholar ask you to come here to learn some benefit knowledge and go back benefit Muslim. This one. Or you came in here for a business trip and leaving. But you do not tell me I've been here for 30 years business trip. No, the scholar said business trip can be a few weeks, a few days, a month, 2 months and leave. And even then it has a condition. The condition is to make sure you will not deny your Islam. Meaning you will save and guarding your own Islam. If you cannot do it, don't do it. Number three, to be inviter to Allah. Now somebody said, but our country really is not Islam. Is not really a Muslim country today. They look like it. I tell you, you are right. Because today, all of us in the middle of fitna. By this way, I believe without no doubt, if you are in the beginning of Mecca, it doesn't matter where you are. You are in Pakistan, you are in Afghanistan, you are here, you are in Egypt, you are in America, you have to be inviter to Allah. You have to, you have no another choice. You have to start building your own iman and yaqeen, and you have to invite to iman and yaqeen in Allah, even non-Muslim. Because all of us are the same. We worship dunya, they worship dunya. We worship buildings, they worship building. It's no different. We're ready to leave Islam, they're ready to leave even their life for a building. By this way, where we are, we're missing iman and yaqeen, we're missing thiqa in Allah, faith in Allah, and trust in Allah, and tawakkul, and rely on Allah, we miss it. Once we miss it, trial will increase. If you ask me today, the trial with us will increase or decrease, I tell you very simple. If we receive the wake-up call, and acting quick, and get wake-up, and go to Allah, Allah will make it easy for us, and give us the upper lift. Allah will save us, and guarding us. If we get the message, and we reject it, and we keep going running from Islam, and we're running to dunya, and we're not making effort for Allah, the next step will be harder. Very hard, my brother. Allah knows who will be saved. Even me, I do not know. I do not know. It will be very tough. Very tough. Not too many people will handle it. And don't forget, sometimes we keep calling, Islam is the best or the most growing number in America. Allah do not care about number. Number to Allah, it doesn't mean nothing. Allah do not care about number. Allah care about honesty, sincerity, truthfulness, a real slave to Allah, better than a million. We understand now where we are. Now, let's go back to after the 300 years. 300 years countdown now. After this momentum happened, 100 years go down, or almost more than that, everything is calm, British are all over, Muslim is out, between soccer game, songs, alcohol, drugs, you name it, cards, all over. This is what they do. And all of a sudden, you find a new momentum in Egypt called Ikhwan Muslimin. In the early 1940. And right away it built the momentum. By Imam Shaheed Hassan al-Banna rahmatullahi alayhi. After that, right away, you have another one from Pakistan, Imam Abu al-A'la al-Mawdud. This momentum was a momentum to call toward Allah and da'wah to Allah. But before you know it, Imam Hassan al-Banna, he died in one march, and the whole group start taking the da'wah again with force and start building army, internal army, and start fighting the British. And after that, they was victorious, and after that, Abdul Nasser came, and he wiped them out. Now you have to know in here, what's the problem? We have to study. This momentum was momentum to da'wah to Allah, but they jump, a big jump, from da'wah to Allah to fighting to get the government. The 13 years in Mecca, never were there. It was too quick. They want to go to the end of Medina so quick. No sunnah. May Allah forgive me, but no sunnah. Look at the clothing, look at everything. You cannot get elevation and you cannot gain victory to Allah and you have no sunnah. No way. You have to follow sunnah 100%. You have to. You have no choice. Allah will never give it to you. And part of the sunnah is the sequence. Part of the sunnah is the patience. Somebody tell me, how long are we going to wait? What do you want us to do? Look at what they're doing. We have to do something. We have to do. Look at the dishes. Look at the corruption. They're controlling everything. You remember Mecca? What's the difference between us and Mecca? The Muslim in Mecca, they have nothing. Even the tribe of Rasulullah SAW, they're controlling everything. Rasulullah SAW, he have nothing. Khadija died. His uncle died. No more support. No more money. I said it last week. Allah take him for vacation. Isra and Mi'raj. To build Iman and Yaqeen. After that, Rasulullah came with one only thing. Be patient. He know who's Allah now. He know who is with him. He know who's running the show. Who is knowledgeable of the seen and the unseen. This is what we have. And he keep feeding the companion Iman and Yaqeen. Iman and Yaqeen. Iman and Yaqeen. To the point, now they have no doubt. Touch on me, do not touch on me, I do not care. I'm with Allah. When's the victory? In the hand of Allah. But we want to jump. It happened in Egypt, and the quick it happened in Pakistan. And before you know it, government after government keep beating. And in Syria. I know a lot of people do not like to hear it, but this is the truth, and you have to educate yourself. Where does the problem come from? What I'm telling you, they did not follow the sunnah of Rasulullah, and they do not respect the sunnah of Allah. What's the sunnah of Allah? They was happy with 2 million followers. But you forgot, if you study the moment they move the movement from da'wah to fighting, the 2 million followers, some of them just follower by day. 2 weeks, 3 days, 1 hour, 2 weeks, 1 month. What do you know about Islam? You just come and they become a part of you in a paper. But what kind of iman do you have? How much education and understanding about Islam? What about the nafs? What about the tazkiyah? You never allow the soul to be purified and prepared. And this is what's happening in Mecca. Because this soul and body has to be prepared. has to prepare what? Not physically, spiritually. If you do not prepare, you cannot handle any situation. And Allah will not give you victory, by the way. Never. And I will show it to you now. It go on, and beating after beating, president after president. Why? After that, you have the momentum of many, many groups in Egypt and Pakistan and different Arabic countries. What is the momentum now? They go now from da'wah to jihad. Or amr bil ma'ruf wa nahy an munkar. Or what they call themselves Salafi. Each group start taking one portion of Islam and stuck. Do you know why? Very simple. Exactly what happened in Afghanistan in the last 15 years. When they opened Kabul, wonder what happened 15 years fighting with each other. If they have to scare the nafs, do you think they will do that? Is all the 600 scholars in Afghanistan and all these big mujahideen, they do not know what Allah, what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said? Al-qatil wal-maqtula fi jahannam. The one who kill and the one who die in hellfire. They said, Ya Rasulullah, we know the one who kill in hellfire. Why? What about the one who die? What he did? He said, if Allah allow him to give him a chance, he will kill his brother. This is why both of them in hellfire. This why in the time of fitna, in the time of Ali ibn Abi Talib and the end of Uthman ibn Affan and Muawiyah radiallahu, the majority of the companions really, they break the sword and they used to put the neck and said, kill me, but I will not raise my sword. I do not want to be in hellfire. This why people who said the companion killing each other, the majority of this is fake, is not true. The majority of companion was hunted and was killed, and the majority of the story was wrong because they know better. Anyway, wonder what happened after that. We have Algeria. They want to take the government again. If you study Algeria, I know again many people will not like to hear what I'm saying, but I have to say it. Algeria have 25 million population. 5 almost million Christian. And people who really belong to the French government. What you call them? Circulism? The people who are into knowledge, and that's it. And dunya. And you have a lot of majority of Muslims out. And maybe you have 2-3 million really follow Quran and Sunnah. Now what are you going to do? You want to implement Islam. Is really the people Israeli around you? They said yes, but it's not true. It's not enough. Why? Again, you generate a quick momentum. Never have complete da'wah in a lower level. You see, Islam never go up to down. No way. If you study the Sunnah of Allah and the Sunnah of Rasulullah, never. Islam go down, up. Only Allah elevates the people who is down if Allah choose. Allah is the one, He gives tamkeen. Tamkeen meaning elevation and an ability to be in upper hand. Only Allah give it to you, nobody else. Not your ribbon, not your knowledge, not your money, not your status. Only your iman and yaqeen. If you do not like me, go study 2/3 of the Quran, the Makki Quran. Story after story, Allah send it. I said it before, all the surah start with the name of a prophet. All the surah start with the name of a prophet. All revealed in 1 year, almost. The 9 years after beginning of revelation. They call it Am al-Huzn. Why? To teach Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, oh Rasulullah, don't worry about it. What happening to you, it happened before you. To all the messenger prophet went through it. You have to go through it. Like Imam Shafi'i rahmatullah alayhi, somebody asked him, ya Imam Shafi'i, nubtala thumma numakkan, or numakkan thumma nubtala? We get calamity and trial from Allah first, and after that Allah give us the upper hand, or we get the upper hand and after that we've been trialed. He said, no way Allah will give you the upper hand unless He tests you, unless the trial. This is the sunnah of Allah. It will never be upside down. Again, the sequence. Now, we have to know, during this time, you have movement in Egypt, movement in Syria, movement in Sudan, movement in Kashmir, movement in Saudi Arabia. All these movements, they have some one thing in common. They're stuck. They feel like choked. The government, they cannot do anything to it. And they believe they have to change the government. All of them have one thing in common. They have to change the government. They have to fight. They have to bring the regime down. And they have to take over and implement Sharia. Beautiful. Beautiful. Any Muslim love to hear that. But you know what is missing? The da'wah. And the sequence. The same problem over and over again. You have a huge population in the front of you. I remember all this beautiful sheikh from Saudi Arabia. They did beautiful da'wah, beautiful opening. They did a lot of khutbah. They have a lot of followers. And all of a sudden, they send letter to the king. If you do not do that, you are a kafir. If you do not do that, you know what happened? He take all of them, capture some who have captured, kill whatever he want, put in some in jail, and some of them fled to England and France. If you ask yourself, if you be patient, and you follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and be patient and spread your da'wah. Be patient, even if it takes 2 years, 20 years. Now, if you be patient, the whole country will be toward Allah. Now, these are one, they will change. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala changed according to our change. Don't ever forget that. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, كَمَا تَكُونُ يُوَلَّ عَلَيْكُمْ. According to who you are, Allah will send the ruler according to you. Very simple. لا يغير الله ما بقوم حتى يغير ما بأنفسهم. This constitution by Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, He will never change the condition of any groups of nation unless they change what inside of themselves. Imagine what Allah said. What inside in themselves. What is the message in here? Allah do not tell me change outside. He tell me change inside, I change outside. Allah promised the change outside by His own will. Only if we change inside. Wallahi, my brother, until today, we are so guilty and so criminal in the front of Allah. You know why? We never give even ourselves the right time to do the first step, which is changing inside. Do you know if you change inside what it means? We do not need millions of people. We need a few people. And these few people can change the whole earth. I said it last week, in last Jum'ah, in Jacksonville. I said, imagine if we just fulfill one of the sunnah of Rasulullah. Wallahi, I'm saying it for years now. I said, if we fulfill just the right of the neighbors, we will burn all the media. All the media has no any strength. If every Muslim just follow the sunnah, one sunnah only. Only one sunnah. The right of neighbors. Is the right of neighbor has to do with Jewish, Christian, Jew, whatever, Sikh, it doesn't matter. Neighbor have right. What is the right? To be kind, to be generous. You sitting in this country, in peace, you have to show them Islam. You have to, you must. You have no another way. If you do not do that, you are a criminal. And you are a sinner. In the front of Allah. And you causing fitna to them. By not showing them Islam and the right Islam. Imagine they said today in the statistics, 6 million Muslims, 8 million Muslims. Forget it. I'm telling you, Muslim in the United States, at least 22 to 25 million. I'm telling you. Do you know how many only nation of Islam? Almost 3 million. How many Afro-American by statistics? 3 million. 1979 to 1982, only from one village and one town in Egypt, only 1 million. In 2 years, only. At this time, all the American consulate was fired, one after another. Because it was a scam and people used to buy the visa. You know? Anyway, we have a lot of Muslims. If every Muslim take care about a couple of family, we take care about almost 50% of the United States. Imagine if we just do one sunnah, the right of neighbors. Imagine if all of us, each one of us, just cutting a 20%, 5% of his salary, and buy some Islamic books and keep it with him for da'wah. And every time a situation arises, you give. If every time we meet somebody and we show them the manner of a Muslim, this is a real enemy against the enemy of Islam. Because you never see it. You have a group of us sitting in a computer and making, you know, da'wah in internet. Da'wah in internet is just a bunch of, you know, argue and fight. It doesn't bring goodness because it has no mercy. It has no sacrifice. It has no ikram. It not have no generosity. If you go to your neighbors and just give them some cake and some fruit, it's more powerful than anything else. It's powerful than any books and any session. You will never forget. Like somebody was telling me a long time ago, he told me, when you talk is cheap, people will forget. But when you do, people will never forget. When you talk, people forget. But when you do, people will never forget. And also, goodness never die. Now, let's go in the middle of all that. You have Algeria going on, and all of a sudden, you have also Afghanistan going on. What happened in Afghanistan? We have to learn. Something very beautiful happened in Afghanistan. Allah opened for us the door of jihad to show us what's going on. How many groups was fighting in Afghanistan? Tell me, anybody know? According to different reports, 70, some 100, some 300, some 700. Is these groups was united?
No.
Why this group never united? Why? None of them know when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Yadullah ma'al jama'ah, the hand of Allah was jama'ah, was group. They never know. وَعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا. Get together and do not be, you know, split. Why we do not know? One of the basic elements of Islam is united. If we do not have unity, we will never go anywhere. We will never go anywhere. And this is what happened in Afghanistan. And because we did not learn from it, when Allah gives them a tiny victory, and they finished, wonder what happened. They start fighting with each other. And it was very, very bloody war. What they show mankind? Tell me, what they show mankind? What they show all the young people in all over? Imagine if these people, all this emir of different groups, they sit down, go together in one group in meeting. And they sit down even for months, and they came out and they said, we elected so-and-so the emir of all of us. How powerful it is. How powerful it is. But you forget something. The majority of these people never have tazkiyah. Meaning, they never go through the 13 years in Mecca. The tarbiyah. People will say, oh, astaghfirullah al-azim. You remember the story of the man who was wanted to embrace Islam, and he said, Ya Rasulallah, I want to go to Jannah. He said, embrace Islam and come with me, you will go to Jannah. And he takes the dates and he throw it and he come and he die. How many of that is all the people around Rasulullah someone like that? Or this incident, it teach us one thing. Those who sincere and they want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they sell, Allah can give them sincerity and give them the last ending. But we cannot take it as a umum. We cannot take it as a general. No. Each incident has situation. We learn from it. Now, wonder what happened after that. Something, may Allah forgive me, I'm going to say it now in public. I never say it in public before. But something Allah bear witness. What I'm telling you now, I felt it the time Taliban take place. What happened is my brother. Today, like I tell you, every group want implement Sharia. Is anybody ever dealt with an average Afghani family? I dealt with a lot of Afghani family. And I find out, they do not have it. Meaning they do not have Islam like us. They might love Allah and love Rasulullah, but they do not know. They do not know. Because they lived, like all of us, in the middle of communists. Very few area was having some sunnah. But even the sunnah, they know, was corrupted with a lot of culture, like all of us. Now, and you add to that, the majority of the Afghani population after the war, okay, was what? Women and children. Women and children. Who educated them through all these years? Nobody. And all of a sudden, border, complete niqab, don't do this, don't do that, no TV, no this, no. This is good, according to Sharia, is beautiful. But you never prepare them. No education, no mercy. By this way, the rule was coming so fast, so hard. Killing, cutting, do this, do that, do. Aisha radiallahu anha, al mu'mineen. When she was in Medina, she said, later on even, she said, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveal all the rules in Mecca, the majority of Islam never even embrace Islam. Because you're not ready. What we learn from that, you have to build the Islam step by step. And we see the evidence of that even among us. All over. You find a lot of women have hijab, but they do not have it for Allah. They have it for the husband, because the pressure, the brother, so and so. They do not have it. And this is why the heart is full of sickness. Envy, jealousy, this love of dunya, you know, accumulation. Why? Because you do not have iman. From outside, they are beautiful Islam. And from inside is garbage. Garbage! Garbage! I cannot find a word better than that. And the reality show up today, in last few days. And you apply it all over. I've been in Saudi Arabia. And during Hajj, I went to one store to buy something. And one sister passing next to me. And I do not mean it. I'm in Hajj. And my body get closer to her. She give me a kick. Dip. She kicked me. I do not mean it. I do not even touch her, really touch her. My body come close to her and I have clothes, she has clothes. Why you kick me? And you look, you know, sometimes, astaghfirullah, may Allah forgive me. Sometimes small thing can teach me a lot. She has a complete niqab, but a very fashion shoes. Big high heels. If you really have Islam, why you have all this fashion stupid thing? Why you need it? Why you need to get taller? You know, a small thing, but it teaches me a lot about the person. And you're buying all this fancy stuff, and people are starving all over. You see? If you really have iman in Islam, you have mercy. Islam full of mercy, really. Wallahi is mercy. Do you know why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not mercy in us now? Because we're not mercy in ourselves, in our family, in our mankind. Imagine if we die today. Do you think we can go and claim anything to Allah? What we say to Allah? We came in the United States, we work, we have a nice refrigerator, nice car, nice shoes, nice house, nice this, nice that. What you done to Islam? How much you show your Islam? What you done to my deen? How many people know by you Islam? By this way, my brother, we went so fast. We have too many groups now. Sufi, you have hundreds and thousands of them. Shia, you have many groups. And even among the Sunni, you have many groups. And no group claims another group is good. Each group is the one. By this way, in any country, even in Pakistan, now the ruler of Pakistan said, bye-bye. You guys take it, make Sharia. Do you think it will happen? It will be another Afghanistan. It will be so bloody. So bloody. It will be another 10, 15 years, 20 years before some group left over and do something. And again, you will have another 20, 30 million Muslim women has nobody. Imagine. In Algeria, you have over 3 million Muslim without no men. In Afghanistan, you have at least 5 million women without no men. Some people even 7 million. And we're watching. In Egypt, you have another 2, 3 million women without men. You add to that the stupidity in the marriage. They want too much money. It's almost like you're getting Hurayn from Jannah. You know, I'm serious. Mrs. Angel, I do not know what the, you know, $50,000, $100,000. What I'm doing, you know, I'm getting Miss USA. You know, some of them $200,000, Kuwait and Dubai and all this in Saudi Arabia by millions. A statistics now, the majority of young girls in Arabic countries, they cannot get married. They cannot. According to United Nations now, the average woman in Middle East, now they're getting married over the 40. 35 over 40. Imagine you get a virgin woman or a virgin girl in a 45. Imagine, mashallah, she's biased. Mary alayhi salam. It's really tragedy. Who generate all that? You see, we keep crying and said, America is the head of the evil. They did it to us. What about us? Where's our scholar? Where's our sheikhs? Where's our leader? What's he doing? And what we doing? Everybody doing what he's doing. Iblis doing his job. Can we keep crying to Allah and say, oh, Iblis did it. Iblis did it. Shaitan did it. Okay, his job. He has a job to do. The non-Muslim has a job to do. Everybody has a job to do. What about me? What is my job? You know, subhanAllah, like every time you meet a Muslim, he said, they did, he did, she did. What about you? Is me not among everybody? Is you not among mankind? If we stop pointing finger and start me by myself, start changing, Allah will change. Wallahi, we need that. Each one pointing finger to himself, he said, I'm the criminal. And I start by myself. I start crying to Allah. Set the intention for da'wah to Allah. Set the intention to Allah accept you. Start building iman and yaqeen. Start really crying to Allah. Said, oh Allah, don't make me a hypocrite. And make me live as a Muslim. Die as a Muslim with dignity with you, Allah. Don't play a game anymore. Because any moment, Allah can snatch iman from you. And at this time, no dunya and no America will do nothing to you. This is my brother now, the tragedy. Now where do we go from here? Who we sided with? Sided with whom? Yes, everybody plot, everybody plan, everybody hiding, everybody doing what they're doing. And we believe, without no doubt, Allah is the best plot and planner. And you have to have no doubt, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can bring goodness. If you follow the news all over, yes, American is angry. Yes, American is hurt. Yes, American has a lot of bad feeling. Yes, a lot of the enemy of Islam doing their job. But don't ever blame nobody. Because we have a job. If each one of us do his job, situation can change. I believe without no doubt, today the most highest jihad spread the right knowledge of Islam. By setting the example, sacrifice of your income, sacrifice of your time, Set the role model. Be good and kind to your neighbors. And cry to Allah to save us. Because Allah is the savior. Nobody else. Not your money, not anything. You see all over. If you go back to study the late 50, early 60, something similar happening here. Do you remember or no? Anybody remember? Yes. When Palestinians start hijacking many planes and hijacking many boats, at this time situation was tough. Many people was killed. America changed the law of immigration. Many people deny their own resident because they can go in martial law. They can change anything. They can come all of a sudden, come. Ship home. Finished. No shop, no house, no nothing. But who do that? Anybody can tell me? Who really doing it?
Allah.
Allah is the only one doing it. Because Allah is the doer, not anybody else. Why Allah allow all this to happen? Because this even nobody didn't think about it. Because all of us become having shirk. Big major shirk. All of us, Muslim and non-Muslim, shirk. There's no difference between us and them. And we have a tick and we lose everything else. By this way, today, my brother, I said, please wake up before it's too late. Today is a journey, real, honest, sincere, trustfulness journey of Iman toward Allah. Today is a real call from Allah. Either a wake-up call from us, a wake-up victory to us, or a disgrace to us. And Allah do not care. Allah care about only one thing, if we really honest to Allah. If all the Muslims die on earth, Allah do not care. Allah said, I can change any nation. And I bring people who will not be like you. Today, the majority of people really do da'wah in America and Europe and all over is non-Muslim. And the Muslim is a non-Muslim who embrace Islam. And what about Muslim? We become like chicken. We're hiding. Our masajid has flag. We scare. We take the kufi and put Yankee. We can shave the beard. Imagine if it get tough. What happened? Our woman go gugu? I'm serious. We're ready? We're ready to take everything off? We're ready to lose our Islam? Just cheap like that? Look at even Bosnian. And Albanian and all these people, they have the same trial like us. Allah gives them a wake-up call. They come to America. Before you know it, you go to the houses, you have money, they start building business. MashaAllah, but where's Islam? It's gone. No time. Excuse my brother. We have to do it. What happening to us? Where's basic Islam? And we want Khilafah? We are dreamer. We are a dreamer, really, and we do not know Islam. By this way, my dear brother in Islam, please, wake up before it's too late. If you want Allah to open the door of mercy to us, every one of us start crying to Allah, oh Allah, open for us. Oh Allah, change us. Oh Allah, allow us to be the right role model. Oh Allah, allow us to be a real Muslim to you. Building Iman and Yaqeen, faith, generosity. Kindness, supporting each other, see what's going on. And deal with non-Muslim with kindness and generosity. Today, I believe a Muslim, you have to be a nurse. You have to be a nurse for them. They do not know. They do not know what's going on. They do not even know what the policy of America underneath the table, what they're doing. They do not know. American people are really so naive. This one naive. Anything they believe. Because they're drowning in dunya like us. By this way, who's the ultimate criminal? Us. We have the telescope. We have the eyeglasses. But we do not even wear it. And we do not give it to them. To see what the true picture is. all it takes today, my brother, honest call to Allah, each one of us. Cry to Allah, said Allah, make me steadfast with Islam. Don't make me be a hypocrite. Start learning and building Iman and Yaqeen. Iman and Yaqeen never be built in an easy time. This is the time to build Iman and Yaqeen. Put the kufi. Stand up and said, I'm a Muslim with kindness and generosity. Don't be scared. Put your beard on. What the ultimate will do? Spit in your face? Are you better than Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Like one scholar, he tell me, if people do not call you a liar, if people do not call you, you are out of whack. If people do not spit in your face, if people do not beat you up, if you get have no hardship, you're not doing da'wah. Because all messenger prophet has to go through it. But Allah is so merciful with us. He know we are weak. Believe me, I'm talking to you. I have the same. Because we never build it. Now is the time. Maybe by the will of Allah, He will give us some strength, inshallah. But please, my brother, save your Islam. Save your Islam. Show dignity between you and Allah. Allah will give you dignity. Don't put your head down. If you had your head down, Allah will disgrace you. I'm telling you honest to Allah. Because disgrace from Allah. Elevation and dignity from Allah. This is, in summary, what's going on. The problem also is, we know, all these groups now is spreading. Why is it spread also? We know, the policy of America is corrupt outside. Yes, without intention or intentionally, they do some mischief outside. And the outcome, a lot of poverty, a lot of hardship, a lot of corrupted regime, all over. And the wealth of all the Muslim Ummah is going in the wrong way. But, do you know again? Because the same steps never happen. Because the poverty in the heart. Don't ever forget that. The real poverty in the heart. If we have Iman and Yaqeen, Allah will change condition. I believe in Allah. I believe in Quran. I believe the promises of Allah. All the promises of Allah for certain people, we do not have the quality. By this way, what it makes sense? We keep talking and argue and meeting and talking and argue and meeting and talking and argue and meeting, or building Iman and Yaqeen, and start doing the action Allah, beloved to Allah, by this way Allah will save us. Tell me. This is not the time to talk now, it's the time to action. Very action. And not action with the police station, not action with the president, action with the owner of all the president earth. The king of all the king, the owner of the earth, the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the king of all the king, the doer, the protector, the savior, the watcher, the guider, the light. The one say to be will be. We need Allah. We need Allah in our side. If we lost Allah in our side, we're finished. I hope, inshallah, this open our eyes to some understanding to what we're going through right now. Any question, any concern? Any comment, any things you want to add or ask me about?
We've heard before that a Muslim can be put in tough times and things like that, but he cannot be humiliated.
Yes.
Is that right? Can you elaborate?
Sure.
It or?
What happened is we misunderstand the word humiliation. If somebody is Bilal radiallahu anhu was humiliated when Bibul was torturing him severely, we forget. Humiliation and dignity is a state of a heart. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to pass by Bilal radiallahu anhu, you know what he would see? He would see Bilal radiallahu anhu smiling. And he's tortured in a very hot heat and the big rocks in his chest and people whip him. And the companion used to cry for him and he's smiling. Later on he asked him, Ya Bilal, how come we cry for you? We scream for you and you're smiling? He said, Ya Rasulallah, I used to put the scale of Iman, this weakness of Iman in one scale, and the torture of what the torture to me in another scale. And I never felt really the torture. This weakness of Iman was so above anything. Do you see? Do you see? By this way, the dignity is Bilal, and the companion who torture and die in the middle of torture was been humiliated? Tell me. No, he was not humiliated. He was not humiliated. We misunderstand humiliation. Again, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said? He said, dignity is belong to me only. By this way, if you have Allah in your heart and your intention for Allah, and somebody beat you to death, you die with dignity. And if you have Yankee cab, and you have millions of dollars, and you have no Allah in your heart, and you die in a very nice five-star hotel, you are disgraced by the will of Allah. It's not a material status. We forget that. Dignity is not a material status. It's a status between you and Allah. How people will remember you, this dignity. How you will be buried is dignity. And this all Allah will take care about it. If you have Allah. Dignity is a status inside, not outside.
I have a question. A lot of people who are killed in the World Trade Center, a lot of them are Muslims also. And they're finding not the whole bodies, they're finding body parts.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them, they cannot be recognized.
Mm-hmm.
But according to the Islam, they should be buried under the Islamic, you know. Sometimes they put them in the coffin, put them in the...
Whatever piece you find.
Piece you find, put them in the Christian place, a Jewish place.
What do you mean?
Because they don't know who...
I see.
Whose body is this.
MashaAllah. The point in here is so severe important. He said the body was in the pieces. Some pieces will go to Christian cemetery. Some pieces will go to Jewish cemetery. We do not know. Let me tell you, this is disgrace or dignity. Because the ending is belong to Allah. Let me ask yourself, honest to Allah, is this people was living with halal living? Is this people was going with the intention to work for Allah? What is the status of their iman? Because we know according to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in al-a'mal bil-khawateem, al-ibra bil-khawateem, the wisdom with the ending. Are you going to the bar and you die? Are you going to the masjid and die? What about people who work in all the banking system with haram and riba? What about people who work in a restaurant with alcohol and all kind of haram and they know it? Is this dignity? My brother, we forget dignity. If all of us lose weight, if all of us has one piece of bread daily, but we have Allah, this dignity. And if all of us gaining weight, and we have Mercedes-Benz and Lexus, but we have no Allah in our heart, is disgrace. And believe me, if you know Allah, you will be scared now. Because remember, again, is any one of us know when we're going to die? This part of our faith. If you believe you do not know the time of death, how come you do not do tawbah? How come you do not say enough is enough? Forgive me Allah and let me have an open chapter with you, with good deed and pure income, ya Allah. You see, this is what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam he said in the end of time. People will die and you will not gain wisdom of your barrier. Imagine all this happening and people do not know what's the wisdom with it, ya Allah. What's the wisdom? Allah take a big statue. A big statue is idol. All of us worship idol today. Either a dollar, a job, a wife, a husband. Where's Allah in the picture? Where's the word God? Only you cry to God and that's it? And after that you go? What's the difference between us and them? All we worry about bury the dead? We should get wisdom from that. I see a lot of blindness in the whole ummah, in the whole mankind. What about hurricane? What about earthquake? Even people who talk, what about the war against drugs? How much drugs did to America? Drugs in America destroy more than many, many World Trade Center. What about alcohol? It destroy many more than that. What about cancer? What about AIDS? We forget that. What about cigarette? What about cracks? What about heroin, cocaine? What about us? The drugs of dunya. The drug of luxury life. The drug and the dream of security. Allah should tell you, I'm the owner of security. I'm the owner of insurance. And we go buy a life insurance. You see? What more disgrace than that? Tell me. If you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, come out of your heart and you have no Allah in your heart, this is the ultimate disgrace, Brother Mahmoud. This is the ultimate disgrace. There's no disgrace after that. If somebody now take me and runs a car over me, but I die with Allahu Akbar in my heart, I'm a winner. But if I have 3-piece suits and people take me and have me in a very nice dinner and a nice palace and I have no Allah in my heart, I'm disgraced. Where is the kings? Where is the president? Where they are? The one before and the one is coming. And don't forget, we forget something also. We have two dignity. Dignity in this life and dignity in the hereafter. The dignity in this life is very minimum, but very powerful. When people call you, people love you. The good people love you. Allah allow you to do good deed. Allah use you for His deen. Allah use you to call His name. This dignity. What about the dignity when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala support you and send you the mercy, the angel of mercy in the grave? What about the dignity when Allah elevate you in the day of judgment until you come closer to me? What about the dignity when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save you from hellfire? What about the dignity when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you a place in paradise? Is this not dignity? What about the ultimate dignity when Allah allow you to see the most beautiful face, which is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Where we are? What is our goal? What is our intention? Where are we going? And let me tell you, my brother, if you hear my message, remember me. Time will get rougher, not easier. Rougher, not easier. And the only one will save us is Allah. And don't worry about ending. But ask Allah to give you a good ending. Because you like it or we don't, all of us, we die. Death is not a big deal. But the big deal, how you're going to die. And what people will remember you with after you die. This is a wake-up call from Allah. A wake-up call from Allah. And we have a job to do, which embracing Islam, really honest to Allah, hold tight our Islam, show our Islam, educate people the maximum we can, and building dignity, and building iman and yaqeen in our heart, and do the maximum we can for Islam before it's too late. Before Allah snatch Islam from your heart, and you cannot do anything. And at this time, this is the ultimate disgrace.
I have a question. Considering that in this country we have traditionally always preached that church and state must be separate, do you think this is now an opportunity for us, seeing the developments over the last 7 or 9 days, that religion, even if it may be Christianity, you know, by Allah, I am not to judge, you know, the fact that they may be good and they may have good intentions, but this sudden outpouring of a belief and a faith in a God that has come back into their lives.
MashaAllah.
You know, even if they have church service,
yeah,
you know, irrespective of it, they are beginning to think about
God, the Supreme, yes, God.
And do you think that this is also another way that Allah has given them an example of how through tragedy they are able to now suddenly realize there is a supreme being?
MashaAllah.
Would you agree with that statement?
Sure. If you look today in America, I've been in America for 23 years. I never see American going to churches like now. I never even see American in television public, and anchor, and people in the TV talking about God. No, any time, not even in the Gulf War. Not any time. It never happened in the history of America, in my present time, which I see American people go to God. It never happened like that. This is, I believe, without no doubt, a beautiful mercy from Allah. And a wake-up call for us. Imagine, they go to the church and we're closing our masajid. Right. They calling, oh God, and we all go, oh Yankee. Mm-hmm. Instead of saying, oh Allah. This is really a big tragedy. This is eyewitness against us. Many, many television show now ready to talk about Islam. And we ready to escape and put our head down. Many people ready to really talk and listen. What about making many meeting with people around you? Invite people. If you do not know, invite somebody you trust and let him come and talk in your behalf about Islam. What about making a lot of dinner and invite them and have some small pamphlet about Islam? What about tell him exactly what we're talking about? It, we have nothing to hide. Tell him the truth. We are an all-in-one boat. We are a criminal, you are a criminal. But we are a criminal more than you. You did mistake by not really following the American policy and the mischief American policy do outside. And we do mischief, Allah give us guidance and constitution to the happiness of mankind in this life and after. And we never live it, and we never give it to you, and we never set the example. Who's more criminal than I, of Allah? They or I? I more criminal, did more crime. And look at the massive of different group and what they're doing now. What's the benefit? How much harm they do? I remember this boat is a very famous boat. I forget the name of it. In the early 70s or late 60s.
Titan.
No.
No.
It is a...
Queen Elizabeth.
King. No. It was a...
Akili Laura.
Oh, okay.
When they kidnap it. And they have the Jewish man in a wheelchair and some Palestinian kill him and throw him out of the boat. And all the world is watching. And this Islam. What we done? Who's our teacher again? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is our teacher. Is Rasulullah sallam will ever tell us to do that? For whom benefit? What about the people in South Lebanon? What do you call them? Hezbollah. Astaghfirullah al-Azim. This Hezbollah? What they did Hezbollah? What they done? And they said, we stop Israel. Stop what? If Israel want to come any time, it will be going. All this group do mischief more than goodness. And they put a very sign of bad Islam. And they have very narrow understanding. And they think by doing that, they have the magic fix. And again, where is the sunnah of Allah and the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Where? All this beating in Palestine. Imagine if we deal with them with the sunnah. And we just crying to our masajid. And be patient. And building our iman and yaqeen in Allah. And everybody watching, they beat us, but we do not do it to them. Who tell you to attack innocent people? If they do it, it's their job. But I tell you something. Today you hear something, it never was in Islam, revenge. Anybody can tell me, any scholar, tell me Islam allow revenge? And can you revenge anybody? I never heard about it in my life. What happened to the people in Mecca? What they did to Rasulullah and the companion? What they did to his own uncle? And when he get anger, and he said, I will do like they never see before. Rasulullah said, Allah sent right away, Angel Jibreel, and said, no, don't say that to Muhammad. Forgive them. And when he went to Mecca, in Fath Mecca, what he said? لا تثريب عليكم اليوم. No agony and no calamity for you today. I will tell you, like my brother Yusuf alayhi salam said, اذهبوا فأنتم الطلقاء. Go, you are free. This is the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this inter-Islam by the mercy and kindness and forgiveness of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today, believe it or not, all mankind is waiting for that. And we're missing that. We claim we love Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We claim we follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And today we are the enemy of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We are the enemy of Allah in earth by our conduct, our behavior, our narrow thinking. And we forget the sunnah of Allah and the sunnah of the teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the sequence and tartib Allah teaches to us. And believe me, we are in trouble more than anybody else on earth. But not many anybody except Allah. The trouble is between us and Allah. This is the main trouble. Don't worry about what American will do for you. Worry about what Allah will do for you or to you. And remember, this earth is witness to us or against us. Any question, any concern? By this way, we'll go to Salat al-Asha, inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala benefit us of what we heard. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us vision, Amen. Give us basira, Amen. Give us huda, Amen. Give us nur, Amen. And give us hifz. Allahumma salli ala al-habib al-mustafa. Salatan tamla'a khazain Allah nura. Wa takuna lana wa lil-mu'minina farajan wa farahan wa surura. Wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallim tasliman kathira. Allahumma ya baru ya rahim. Ya hannanu ya mannan. Ya akramul akramin. Ya aliyu ya azim. يا حليم يا عليم يا رب العرش العظيم يا مولانا يا الله باسمك الأعظم ورضوانك الأكبر وسلطانك القديم وعرشك العظيم الكريم وبيتك العتيق وبأسمائك الحسنى التي نعلمها ولا نعلمها اللهم اغفر وارحم وتجاوز عما تعلم إنك أنت الأعز الأكرم يا لطيف يا لطيف يا لطيف يا حفيظ يا حفيظ يا حفيظ يا مجيب يا قريب يا الله احفظنا بما حفظت به الذكر وانصرنا بما نصرت به الرسل وأيدنا بنصرك الذي لا يهزم أبدا اللهم استخدمنا لنصر دينك على سنة حبيبك المصطفى وأنت راض عنا وتقبل منا يا رب العالمين اللهم اختم لنا بلا إله إلا الله محمدا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم حقا وصدقا ويقينا ودعوة وتبليغا يا رب العالمين اللهم ردنا إلى دينك مردا جميلا اللهم أعنا ولا تعن علينا انصر بنا ولا تنصر علينا امكر لنا ولا تمكر علينا اللهم ارض عنا ولا تغضب علينا ارفع غضبك وسخطك عنا عن أمة الحبيب المصطفى يا رب العالمين ارحمنا يا رب العالمين عاملنا بما أنت أهله ولا تعاملنا بما نحن أهله فأنت أهل الجود والكرم والإحسان اللهم يا بر يا رحيم يا حنان يا منان يا أكرم الأكرمين أعزنا بالإسلام وأعز الإسلام بنا أعزنا بالإسلام وأعز الإسلام بنا، أعزنا بالإسلام وأعز الإسلام بنا، واجعلنا هداة مهديين غير ضالين ولا مضلين ولا فاتنين ولا مفتونين، برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. جزاكم الله كل خير.